In April 2006, I was fortunate to be able to attend the European regional meeting of the International Baby Food Action Network in Monte Catini in Italy. IPVAN monitors baby food companies against the International Code of Marketing of Breast Milk Substitutes and subsequent resolutions adopted by the World Health Assembly, and advocates for the implementation of these measures in legislation.
I am Lida Lotzka, I'm a regional coordinator for IPVAN Europe. That means all countries in the European region. And at the moment, we have about 50 plus groups in Europe, and we work in more than 30 countries in the region.
The code and the resolutions are intended to protect all infants, whether they're breastfed or artificially fed, and to ensure their parents receive information that's free from commercial pressure.
What we have seen here, the examples of evidence of code violations from many countries, from both the western part of the region and eastern part of the region, is more than worrying. A lot has happened over the years for which we can be proud of. We have certainly managed quite some damage control when it comes to unethical marketing of breast milk substitutes. At the same time, we are witnessing many new trends, many new practices that the companies are using, especially in countries where they believe there is nobody to watch them.
The program was packed, but I was able to talk to some of the participants during meal times. So what are the problems you find in Azerbaijan?
In Azerbaijan, the Nestle representative is legal, is situated in our country, and they are the access to the public and to the shops for the advertising their products. But the one positive thing that they have no access to the medical facilities, because the Ministry of our Health don't help him with them.
Do you have any problems with the labels of products?
Yes, we have problems with labeling, because in this product there are no the translation into our national languages.
What is the situation in Lithuania?
In Lithuania, I must say the worst thing is the advertisement of various infant formula companies in magazines for parents, for families. A lot of nice pictures in very many magazines. The next thing is that all those companies saying for parents and for doctors to begin a complementary feeding from 2, 3, or 4 months of age.
I'm Christine from Malta. We have a violation of the code through mother direct contact with mothers. The company's direct contact with mothers, and the code is also violated through the promotion of formula through the medical system.
Can you say something about breastfeeding rates in Armenia, perhaps over the past 15, 20 years?
Armenians are traditionally a breastfeeding nation, and we have about 60% in 1988 when we have the earthquake. After that, because of the socio-economic situation in the Republic, many mothers believed that they cannot breastfeed in these conditions. However, there was a major obstacle to the breastfeeding, which was the free infant formula distribution. And in 6 years, from 88 to 94, we have a decrease in breastfeeding rates three times. So we had 20% of full breastfeeding at 4 months in 1994. The Ministry of Health changed its policies and start implementing baby-friendly hospital initiative in Armenia, as well as is the donations of free infant formula. This has a huge impact on our breastfeeding rates. At the moment, in 2004, we had 76% of full breastfeeding at 4 months, and we have about 35% of exclusive breastfeeding at 6 months of age. And we have quite good rates of continued breastfeeding, about 35% of continued breastfeeding after a year. Our exclusive breastfeeding rates could be much better if we didn't have some companies like HIP violating the code in Armenia. I'm very much concerned about the marketing practices of HIP in Armenia, which, in my opinion, is the worst violator of the international code in Armenia. Despite the WHO global strategy on infant and young child feeding, which recommends exclusive breastfeeding for 6 months and continued breastfeeding for 2 years and more as an optimal infant feeding method, HIP continues to manufacture, distribute, and promote a wide range of products other than breast milk substitute, which are labeled as suitable for use from 1 week to 4-6 months, such as infant teas, fruits and vegetables, purees, cereals, etc.
So what sort of promotional strategies is HIP using?
In its leaflets and calendars, which are aimed on the general population, HIP gives misleading recommendations on infant feeding and promotes its products. This practice undermines exclusive breastfeeding and does so much harm to the health of infants in Armenia.
Has any action been taken against these promotions?
The Minister of Health of Armenia, UNICEF and WHO country office authorities wrote a joint letter to Mr. Klaus HIP expressing their concerns about the marketing practices of the company. However, the company never answered the letter nor changed any practices. The opposite, HIP starts to advertise its products, including infant formula, on Armenian television and popular magazine Medicine for You. Those latest marketing practices of HIP violate the Article 5.1 of the International Code on Marketing of Breast Milk Substitutes, as well as the Armenian law and on advertisement.
In discussions with your colleagues here at the conference, have you heard reports of similar practices in other countries?
Yes, quite similar practices in the same region, I mean in the Eastern Europe, there are in all countries.
Think campaigners in other countries can help you to stop this aggressive marketing in Armenia and the other countries?
Yes, I would like to call to take action everyone who is concerned in infant health and to maybe to send letters to Mr. HIP Klaus and his company to stop this aggressive marketing which harms our babies.
I remember there was a baby milk action campaign when Nestle first went into Armenia. Can you say what happened with that?
That was a very successful campaign and that helped to stop at least the majority of the violations at that time. But we hope that they have still room to improve their marketing practices.
What was Nestle doing when they first arrived in Armenia?
At the beginning, they were advertising their formula none on Armenian television and running their car vans and their trams with Nestle advertisements and violating in other ways promotional practices in point of sales and promotional practices in healthcare facilities, like giving presents to the health workers, introducing forms for prescription for health workers, which were not much used in Armenia, but however they were introduced.
Baby Milk Action asked campaign supporters to send letters to Nestle's chief executive, Peter Brabeck, about these practices. Did this have any impact?
Yes, this has a great impact on their marketing practices. In fact, I cannot even tell what they will be doing now in Armenia if those campaigns were not available at the time.
So they stopped advertising on television and on the vans?
Yes, they did.
So we've heard about problems with HIP and Nestle. Are there other companies in the Armenian market, or are they following the code?
No, there are some other companies that violate the code, such as Milupa and Nutrisha. Nutrisha has all its complementary feeding starting from 4 months and 5 months, and they advertise those kind of products on Armenian television.
It's 25 years since the International Code of Marketing of Breast Milk Substitutes was adopted. Has it been implemented in Armenia yet?
Yes, we have added a new article on our law on advertisement, which bans the advertisement of infant formula, free distribution and things like that, but it has not all the provisions of the law, and we really need a new law to be adopted.
Some countries, such as Georgia, have introduced strong legislation implementing the code and resolutions. Within the European Union, groups are currently pressing for the Commission to strengthen the directive for the internal market. But where there isn't legislation, there has to be other campaigns, letter writing campaigns, and for the worst of the companies, Nestle, it's targeted by the boycott.
Меня зовут Анна, я из России, мы поддерживаем бойкот Nestle. I'm Anna from Russia and we support the Nestle boycott.
Ich bin Harald Manninger von der Aktionsgruppe Babynahrung in Göttingen. Wir unterstützen den Nestle boycott. Hello, I'm Harald Manninger from Göttingen in Germany. I represent the Aktionsgruppe Babynahrung, AGB, and we support the Nestle boycott.
Hello to you all. This is greetings from Nafia of Sweden, who coordinating boycott in Sweden. A lot of greetings to you all and good luck with your boycott work.
Je soutiens le boycott de Nestlé. I'm from France and I support the boycott.
Bonjour, je travaille en Suisse et je soutiens le boycott contre Nestlé. Hello, I work in Switzerland. Nestlé is down the lake and I certainly support the Nestlé boycott.
Dag, ik ben Marijke, mama van twee kinderen en ik steun de Nestlé boycott.
My name is Marijke from Belgium and I support the Nestlé boycott.
One of the strongest boycotts is here in Italy. A word from our hosts.
We started to boycott Nestlé at national level more than 10 years ago, and we're still doing it, and we will do it till Nestlé accepts to respect the international code. We think that this is a very important measure. It's the only instrument consumers have is to say no to a company that violates human rights.
The boycott has been introduced by groups in 20 countries and is supported by people in many more. The boycott targets Nestlé because it's found to be responsible for more violations than any other company. Other campaigns target other companies, and Infant's work for legislation holds all companies to account. It's a mixed story across Europe and across the world, where independently monitored and enforced legislation has been introduced, violations are stopped, which helps to increase breastfeeding rates and save lives. Where company lobbying for voluntary codes of conduct has succeeded, violations remain widespread, and they have to be targeted with the Nestlé boycott and other company campaigns. A final word to Lida Lotzka, IPFAN Europe coordinator.
It is actually a reason for being angry that so many little babies are being exposed to practices that are harmful to their health. So the meeting for me was both a huge energy boost to see people committed, knowledgeable, ready to take action. At the same time, I, in a way, would have wished to have a meeting of 5,000, 50,000 of people who could help to do the work we are doing or trying to do.